This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Shai Shivers. Thomas Gable is working as a Human Center Computing PhD student at the Georgia Tech School of Psychology Sonification Lab. Gable is working on a project for traumatic brain injury patients, TBI. There are a number of ways a person can get TBI. Gable explains.
Most people are diagnosed with TBI after an accident. It's usually after some head close injury, something a lot of military personnel often have it after improvised explosive devices go off and may not have any large exterior injuries, but sometimes a closed head injury does result in a TBI. But it's always diagnosed by a doctor.
Gable explains why people get tested at the Shepherd Center.
That's kind of the part where the Shepherd Center comes in. And the Shepherd Center actually does work with these populations. They often are the ones that can say, okay, you're qualified to drive again, or no, you're not qualified to drive again in this certain instance, or we recommend that you do it or not. And in their kind of testing and of tests, they can kind of figure out where their issues are. Often people actually go there after they've started seeing issues with TBI. And so they kind of sometimes know what their issues are. If they got a ton of tickets, but they haven't gotten any accidents because they're able to stop, maybe it's just there they have a speeding issue. Or if I'm riding with someone that has a TBI, I see they don't ever check their mirrors. You know, this could be an easy application to apply to fix that.
Gable would like to share some important things about the project.
I mean, everyone could do well with these sort of programs, but they're not necessarily going to use them because they don't absolutely need them to drive safely, while some of these populations do. And so it's important to remember that this is an issue that really gives someone their independence.
If you know someone who has TBI, traumatic brain injury, and would like to participate in the research, Gable explains how.
If individuals are looking to get involved, we're going to be looking for individuals usually through the Shepherd Center to recruit. That'll probably be our main recruiting tool. But if someone actually has a TBI and is diagnosed by a doctor and they drive and they have issues driving or they just have some knowledge they want to share about that, they're more than welcome to go to the Sonification website. If you look up Georgia Tech Sonification on Google, it's the first one to come up. And all the contacts are on there and our emails as well. So anyone's welcome to email us with any information or questions.
The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech under the direction of Professor Bruce Walker. The lab develops and evaluates auditorial and multimedia interface incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Assistive Tech for the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. I'm Shai Shivers.